program after 8 o'clock this morning. Now, there is a new word in the Urban Dictionary, sodcasting. You might have experienced that annoying feeling when someone gets onto a bus or a train and treats the rest of the passengers to a loud music blaring out of their phone through tiny speakers instead of using headphones. The Barnsley bard Ian McMillan says this should be looked at as an act of charity rather than an assault on our personal space. He's actually made a Radio 4 documentary to prove his point. And before we speak to him, we'll have a listen to what he experienced on a bus.
Tell me about the track and why it's good to listen to on the bus.
Oh, for me, it's good to listen on the bus because I find it, the lyrics are really catchy and I like the person that's singing it. I think he's just great. My mum personally doesn't like it because she says like, it's too gangstery.
So, when you get on the bus, you quite often play tunes?
Yeah. And we just bus jokes about, like, we just like make jokes about what happened today in school and laugh about. Yeah. Things really.
But we don't play our music out loud because that's just disrespectful, isn't it?
But sometimes you do, don't you?
I don't, silly.
Oh. I have my headphones.
So, Ian McMillan, you actively enjoy listening to this music on the bus, do you?
I tell you what, those girls were fantastic. We stood there at the bus stop on the way from Islington to Hackney.
Yeah.
And they saw our microphone and said, can we come and play? I said, yes, you can. And we sat at the back and they played a bit of music on the mobiles. They rapped along to it. They made up songs. It was beautiful, of course. I'm not saying that all the time it's a good thing. Sometimes it can be irritating. But really, I think sometimes the young people who do it don't realise that they're putting off the flat-capped person at the front of the bus.
Yes.
And maybe it's just about a bit more dialogue. If only people would talk to each other a bit more. At the end of my programme, I try what I call a joycast, because I don't like that word, sodcast. I find it a bit demeaning. So I get the people on this bus in Wakefield to sing along with my made-up song, which went about as well as some of those girls' raps.
Well, it's one thing, isn't it, if a busker got on a bus and started singing or playing a musical, that might be tolerated more easily, but there's nothing worse than it's only because the sound is so distorted coming through a mobile phone.
Well, that's true, but what's happening is that some DJs and people are mixing music actually to come out of mobile phones, and that's interesting. And sometimes it's about these young people not having a space at home where they can listen to the music, so they listen to it on the back of the bus. And then the nice thing is that a lot of them listen to it on the upstairs of the bus, so you can always go downstairs if you want.
Is it not just that they are selfish and disrespectful, or am I a right old fusty fuddy-duddy?
Well, I don't think that sometimes they are selfish and disrespectful, but sometimes they genuinely don't realise they're putting other people off. And they're just doing what young people do. They're listening to loud music, which young people have always done. I was a big fan of Captain Beefheart, and I always listened to him very loudly. So my mum sent me out of the house, and I had to listen to it on a Fisher-Price cassette player. So it's never changed, to be honest with you.
Because, of course, it used to be in the old days, you'd have your Sony Walkman and your headphones. There wasn't the option to play out loud, was there?
No, there wasn't. And the programme makes a distinction between sodcasting, which is actually playing some music, and what I call which is listening to other people's music that's supposed to be private, that they're listening to.
Actually,
on the personal
level. You're right, that is almost worse, isn't it?
I think it is worse, because at least with the sodcasting, the joycasting, you can hear the tune. With the other stuff, it just sounds like somebody in armour falling downstairs.
Ian, when can we hear your documentary?
It's on Radio 4 at 1:30 today.
Half one today, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us, Ian McMillan, the Barnsley Bard, Radio 4, then 1:30 today.